Welcome to the Help Club for Moms podcast. Each week we offer biblical encouragement and practical ideas to help you know the love of Jesus Christ more deeply and become the woman, wife, and mother you were created to be. We're so glad you're here. It's going to be a great day.
Hello, everyone. My name is Deb, and I am so excited to be here with you guys today. And today we are talking about a very, very important topic, and it is called what to do if your child doubts their faith, or what if they're struggling in their faith. And guys, I will tell you that the majority of people do struggle in their faith. It's hard. It's hard. It's hard growing up in this generation. It's hard living in a broken world. And sometimes I think we all have struggles in our faith. But the main thing I want you to know is that the Lord is with you. The Lord is helping you. The Lord is drawing your child. We're going to talk about all this today. But I just want you to know that there is always hope with Jesus. No matter what is going on with your child right now, there's always hope with Jesus. And to remind you also, and this is from the Lord, He wanted me to remind you that you were born for such a time as this, and your children were born for such a time as this. I know that this generation is so broken, but you and your children were born for such a time as this. This is their time. This is their generation. Hi, Michelle. And it's time. And the Lord says to us, He says it in, I wrote it on my other notes, but there's a scripture that says, occupy until I come, occupy until I come. And I'm telling you guys, that is what we are to do, is occupy until the Lord Jesus comes back. None of us knows when He is coming back. There are so many signs that are happening, right? We can see the signs. I love the sign about Israel, when Israel became a nation again, that generation will not pass away before the Lord comes back. But no one knows the day or the hour. We just know the season. And we don't know how long we're going to be on this earth, but we need to be faithful one day at a time, doing what God has put right in front of us. And we can't let the doom and gloom reports of the world dictate how we live our lives. And we cannot live our lives in fear. We cannot live our lives not planning for there to be a tomorrow, because maybe, you know, World War III is going to break out or whatever. We have to simply trust the Lord that it, for such a time as this, and live our lives one day at a time. So anyway, good morning. Okay. I want everyone to say hello and tell me. So we're in 1,000 different places at once this morning. We are on Instagram. We are on YouTube. We have a small YouTube channel. It doesn't have a lot of growth. If you watch us on YouTube, please share the video with your friends, because we're growing our YouTube channel. We're on the Help Club for Moms podcast. And that's a fantastic podcast. In case you're new, it's a fantastic podcast. And you can go Monday through Thursday and you get devotionals geared just for Christian moms. You guys will love it. And there's prayers for your day at the Help Club for Moms podcast. But we're live there. We're live in the Facebook, in the Help Club for Moms online group on Facebook with 9,000 other women. We have 9,000 women in that group. And if you would like to join a group where you get prayed over, and there's no negativity in that group, you guys, there's no doom and gloom in that group. It is an amazing group of women, and we are there to pray for each other and lift each other up and encourage each other. So that's the Help Club for Moms online group on Facebook. And then I'm also live on the Help Club for Moms page. And I think that's it. So that's a lot of places that we are live all at one time. And so as you're coming on, I would love it if you guys would say hello. Hello, Winona. I would love it if you'd say hello and tell me how I can pray for you. Okay. But I'm going to start us up and open us up in prayer right now. Jesus, thank you that you are with us. Thank you that you have called us to such a time as this. This is our time. We will occupy until you come back. God, give us the courage to occupy until you come. Help us to stand strong in our part of the world for our faith, and help us to stand strong as moms and not waver if our children start to have doubts, and not give in to fear. Lord, we do speak against that spirit of fear. In Jesus' name, you must leave. Everyone watching this video or listening to the podcast, whether they're watching or listening today or 5 years from now, we command you to go in Jesus' name. And Lord, we say, and we agree with the word, that we will be strong and courageous, for the Lord our God is with us wherever we go. Come, Holy Spirit, into this time. Speak through me, God. Don't let me say anything I shouldn't. God, govern my words. I want my words to be your words. You are what we all need. We need more of you. We need more of your presence. We need more of your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. All right. If you're joining us on Facebook, could you please share the video on your Facebook wall? Because we get so many people joining us from Facebook and they found us because someone shared something randomly and they found it. But we know it's not random. It's the Lord leading your Facebook friends to something that they needed to hear. So I want to ask you to share. Thank you very much. And then I want to give you some announcements. So coming up April 26th and 27th for our Southern Mamas, anywhere near Jacksonville, Florida, I'm going to be speaking at MomComp, you guys, and it's going to be incredible. There's a mom prom. We all get to go to a prom together. It's going to be so much fun. It is an incredible 2 days. So make sure to join me there. And then May 23rd through the 25th, I am speaking at the NCHE Homeschooler Conference in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, with those amazing, amazing families there. And then coming, okay, this is something really cool, you guys. And I'm telling you, the website is not live yet, but it will be live by the end of this month. It's a brand new initiative that we are doing, and it's called My Mothering Courses. And the web address will be live at the end of the month, but it's called mymotheringcourses.com. And it's a new initiative that it's incredible. You guys, you won't even believe how amazing this is going to be. And I'm working on a course right now that will be done by the end of the month. And it's a 21-day video devotional for homeschooling moms. And it takes you all the way from how to homeschool through what to do about college. But it's a devotional. It has scripture. It has prayers. And so that will be available at the end of the month as well. And we are working for the Mothering Course platform on a 21-day devotional for moms, whether you homeschool, have your kids in public school or private school. We're also working on one of those, just so you know. So that'll be ready probably in the next couple of months. So just tune in there. And I want to say hello. Hello there, Judy from YouTube. Thank you for being here. Okay, then the next one is I'm super excited, and I don't think I have our slides loaded up because I was going to do our slideshow again, but I don't know if our slides are loaded up still. Oh, they are. Okay, look at this. Okay, so this is the 21-day devotional course for moms that will be up by the end of the month. Okay, so that will be up by the end of the month. And let's see, I have another slide. Okay, this is the next one I want to talk to you about. This is July 12th through the 13th. And it is called Homeschooling with Heaven. And you guys, if you're homeschoolers, and even if you just want to be a more intentional mom, or if you're even thinking about homeschooling, this conference is going to be incredible. And it's not a normal homeschool conference. We're not even allowing or having anyone there present curriculum. It is all about you encountering Jesus. The tenets of this conference are encounter. And on Friday night, we're having a contemplative journey where every single one of our moms, we have the most amazing worship. Every one of our moms will be going through a journey, a contemplative journey. Jen Pierce will be leading worship. We also have another couple of worship leaders that we're waiting on their answers, but I'm pretty sure it's a yes. So they'll all be leading together. We'll have a full band, and it's going to be incredible worship. You won't even believe this worship. You guys know Jen here at Help Club. She is honestly one of the most anointed homeschool pastors, or not homeschool, worship pastors I've ever seen in my life. And she'll be there, but we're going to have you go on a contemplative journey with all these different stations to where you can really work out things with the Lord, things in your heart that are hurting, prayers for your kids, prayers for your marriage, if you're married, dreams, all of these things. We're going to have all these different stations on Friday night. Then Saturday, we're going to have encouraging speakers. Therese Engel is going to be speaking. Lou Engel's wife, she's speaking. I'm speaking. Mary Jo's speaking. We have a lineup of, I think it's 11 speakers. You're going to love it. It's so good. And if you're joining us, if you're in the United States, it is so cheap to fly to Denver with Frontier Airlines. I'm just saying, if you can come in person, it's going to be the most amazing conference. And the conference itself is only $49. But if you can't, if you're in another country, and I know we have a lot of moms from other countries, the online option is only $29.99, and you can totally do that. And everybody who comes gets every one of the teaching recordings, every breakout session, everything. So if you want to go to one breakout session, but there's other breakout sessions that you want to listen to, everybody gets all of the recordings sent to you. Okay. So just so you know, everybody's going to have it. But honestly, it's going to be incredible. We're limiting it to 300 women. And so if you're even thinking about coming, please come. And if you're thinking about coming from out of state, we only have a limited amount of hotel rooms. So please get your hotel room at ASAP because Colorado is a huge vacation destination, especially in July. July is an incredible month to be in Colorado. It is the most beautiful month, I think, in all of the year. Everything's green and it's beautiful, but everybody wants to come to Colorado. So if you want to come, get your hotel room that we have listed there ASAP. Okay, I think that is it. Okay, so now we're going to move into the teaching time of how to help your children when they are struggling in their faith. And let me see if I can. Okay, there we go. Okay, so how to help your children when they are struggling in their faith. And I want to pray for you. Just real quick, just if you're not driving, hold out your hands. And I just want to lead you in a prayer. Lord, I pray, just repeat after me. Lord, I pray for my children and any of them who are struggling. And I release them to you. Take them, Lord. I trust you. They belong to you. Show me how to be the best Christian mom I can be in the power of the Holy Spirit. Show me how to trust you more. Cause us to be best friends with our kids. Turn our hearts towards each other. And Lord, I give you any fear, anxiety, or worry. In Jesus' name, come Holy Spirit. Amen. So if you don't get anything else from this teaching today, I just pray that you get this phrase, it's normal. It's so normal for your children to struggle. We live in a broken world, and Jesus said, in this world, you will have trouble. And I love the scripture. Remember the scripture that says, as sin increases, grace increases even more. And it's Romans 5:20b. And it says, but as people sinned more and more, God's wonderful grace became more abundant. And that is our world right now. We can look around and see gloom and doom and all the bad things happening. But we have to remember when the bad things are happening, God's grace is increasing. God's help is increasing. Everything is increasing at the same time that all the evil is increasing. Okay. So that's a really important thing. But I have three tips for if your children struggle with their faith or when they struggle with their faith. And my number one biggest tip is please do not freak out. Okay. I think when we freak out and we get scared, we act differently than if we just say, you know what, this is normal. Bring it on. I'm glad, especially if they're in your home and they're struggling, bring it on because you're with them all the time. If they're in college, they're away from home, that's okay. If they come to you and they talk to you about their changes in their faith or anything like that, I would say, just listen. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. If you're listening on the podcast, I'm closing my lips with my fingers because a big part of your role to play in this season with your child is to be a good listener. Be a good listener, okay? And listen to what they're saying. Don't fly off the handle, guys. If they are insulting the word of God, if they're insulting God, guys, you need to know that God can handle it. He can take up for himself, okay? He doesn't need us to fly off the handle and get angry with our kids because they're struggling in their faith. We can trust that God is going to deal with this, okay? He loves your children more than you ever could. And so don't freak out. Just stay calm. If you need to, so I get waxing. And when I get waxing, I put my finger to the sharp part of my fingernail and I push on it really hard so I don't feel the pain of this. I push on my nail. And pretend, and even if you have to push on something like your fingernail or bite your tongue gently. Do not go off at your child when they are telling you something that is crazy or, and I know it's hard, or that they don't believe in God. Just don't do it. Don't go crazy. Okay. Trust God. And they will come in and out of seasons. Your children have seasons, right? Remember when they were little and they would have developmental seasons? This is, I think, is another developmental season. I've seen it in a lot of kids and I've seen them all come back, right? And I feel like we can relax because God wants this more than you do. And my daughter, Christy, and my husband, Randy, both struggled in their faith for a long time. And they didn't struggle not believing in God, but they felt like second-class citizens because they didn't hear from God. And you might feel that way. You might feel that you don't hear God. Everybody else hears God, but I don't hear God. And right now, I want to pray for you. Hold out your hands if you're not driving and just pray with me. Lord Jesus, I want to hear your voice. And I know that your word says your sheep hear your voice. Lord, help me to be a good sheep. Help me to listen. And when I hear you, help me to thank you. In Jesus' name. So both my daughter and my husband struggled until my daughter went through the Bible study, Experiencing God. I highly recommend Experiencing God for anyone struggling to hear God's voice, because it will talk to you and tell you about how people hear God's voice. And then my daughter was like, oh, I've been hearing him the whole time. I just didn't know. And then my husband said the same thing. And so it was a really cool thing. Whenever my daughter was 16 and my husband, I don't even know how old he was then, but they both started at the same time to really hear God's voice. And my husband wouldn't mind me telling you this, but he still struggles a little bit hearing God's voice. But God directs him differently than he directs me. God directs Randy in, I think, in his circumstances a lot too. And he does hear him. And so I just want to tell you that's normal. Okay. And just ask God to help you and ask God to speak to your child. And then my daughter also got a full ride scholarship to this amazing Christian university. It's one of the top Christian universities in the nation for faith. It wasn't that good for software engineering. And that's one of the reasons why she didn't stay at the school, because she was going for software engineering. But also she felt like a square peg in a round hole because it was an extremely charismatic university, which we are charismatic, but she felt less than because she didn't have certain spiritual gifts that other people had, or, you know, it seemed like this one spiritual gift was, you know, overshadowing all the other ones. And so it was really hard on her. So we brought her home and we had her go to the school here where we live, that had an excellent, it was a public school. It's a state school, University of Colorado. And she got to go to their engineering program. It's the top 15th in the nation. And she lived at home and she went to church and she had a group and she has friends. And anyway, it was a hard experience for her. And now she goes to a very charismatic church and, you know, she's received the gifts of the Holy Spirit, all this other stuff now my daughter has, but it just took her time. But she felt judged and she felt less than at this school. So we brought her home. And then my son had church hurt from when he was a kid. We went to a large church with a youth group and this youth pastor was, it just wasn't a good thing for my son. And that started my son's, I guess, deconstruction of his faith. And it was really scary at first. But he had all these questions and he had come to me. And see, the thing I'm talking to you about today is just tips that God taught me when I was going through this with my kids. And so my son would come to me. And then there were also other things, you know, my son would be like, well, you know, why are we Christians hypocrites? Why do we say that people that are gay can't come into the church? And of course, we would never say that people that are homosexual can be in the leadership, because it says it in the Bible that, you know, it has a list of like deacons and leaders and the different things that, you know, you have to be a husband of one wife. You have to be, you know, all this stuff anyway. But we should be welcoming everybody into our church, right? They don't need to be a pastor. They don't need to be the pastor of the church, but I mean, they could someday, right? They could someday. But I'm just saying people should be welcomed into the church. And my son was having a hard time because people weren't welcomed at the church we were going to. And I do want to tell you, remember, Jesus came to save. And in Matthew, I have it written out here. Where is it? Oh man, I didn't put my my verse reference. Michelle, could you find this for me, the verse reference? But it's when Jesus talked about the sick need a doctor. Michelle's my assistant. Okay, so it says, Jesus went on from there and he saw a man named Matthew sitting at a tax collector booth. Follow me, he told him. And Matthew got up and followed him. While Jesus was having dinner at Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with him and his disciples. The tax collectors and sinners would be like the LGBT people of this day, like the way the church feels about them. So they would be the same thing, right? That's the way they felt about tax collectors back then, right? That's the way it seems like the church is feeling about people like this. On hearing this, Jesus said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." And what does Jesus say? He says, I mean, it's pretty plain. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. And he also said, it's not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. Jesus was hanging out with people of that day that would be considered outcasts of the church. And I'm just telling you guys, your children probably are going to be like my children are. And, you know, they want the real Jesus. They want the Jesus of the Bible when they go to a church. They don't want hypocritical religious people that are honestly too prideful to remember what it was like when they were lost. Remember what the Bible says. Remember who you were when you were called. That's Bible says that. Remember who you were when you were called. We should never, ever forget what our life was like before Christ. I mean, I know a lot of us grew up in a Christian home, but a lot of us didn't. And I didn't grow up in a Christian home. And I remember what I was like before I became a Christian. I was completely different. And people would not have been my friends because I was a party girl. I was doing things I shouldn't do. I was immoral. I was doing drugs, so many things. But look at me today, right? But I remember what I was when I was called. I remember the kind of person I was. And the Bible tells us we should never forget who we were when we were called, that type of a person that we were before Christ. Because when we remember who we were, then it causes us to be compassionate. So my son found a church here in Colorado Springs, and they welcome everyone. And they actually read this thing at the beginning of church, and they say something like, and we go to church there now too, but it says, if you are an abused, abuser, cutter, tweaker, alcoholic, abandoned, abused, whore, they say the word whore, LGBT, wealthy, wise, all these other things, you are welcome here. They want everybody to know you are welcome here. And in this church, I'm telling you, it's a little bit crazy sometimes. But they preach the gospel, the whole gospel. They do not compromise on the gospel, right? They feed the homeless every Sunday morning, and they have homeless people that come to this church. And one time we were late getting to church, and we were sitting in the back row of the church, and you can get a view of everything happening in the church if you're sitting in the back right-hand side of the church, because that's where the people that come in late, you know, all the people come in, and the homeless people, like, it smells different back there at the back of the church because they welcome homeless people. Right? A lot of homeless people come to my church where we go to church. A lot of homeless people come and we love them. We know a lot of their names and their stories. And then one time I was sitting there in the back of the row, and I saw this lesbian couple walk in, and the preacher started preaching because we were singing about the blood of Jesus. And the preacher started saying, you know, you might be wondering what this means to sing about the blood of Jesus. And then he went through this whole salvation message and how Jesus saved us and died. And he says, I'm going to do an altar call right now. I'm going to invite you. If you want to come and give your lives to the Lord, you come on down. And this lesbian couple, one of them went by herself and she was crying. Then the other one went, they were both crying. They went down front, bawling their eyes out, crying, and they got saved up front. I'm telling you guys, people should be welcomed into the church. We don't compromise on the truths of the gospel, but we need to welcome everyone and let everyone feel loved and accepted. Actually one time there was this guy that comes and he said that and I haven't seen him in a while and I hope he's okay. He's a transgender guy, and he dresses like a church lady. No, when he first came in, he was wearing platform boots, pink, hot pink stuff, and he's old, like in his 40s, he's like 45, not old, but like, or maybe 50. And, but then he started changing and I started seeing him dress more like a church lady. And one time I was looking down my row and I was looking at these shoes and I was like, those are some nice shoes. And it was his shoes. I was like, those are very sensible pumps, and they were his pumps. But you know what he was doing? He was like this. He was leaning forward and he was just listening to the preaching. And he wanted it so badly. And I don't know what happened to him, but I know that he heard the gospel. He was coming for a long time, but I haven't seen him in a while. But he was listening, right? People need to come as they are. And your children will want to know a God that will save people no matter what they're going through. And anyway, so that's just one thing about my son. And so he goes to this church. He plays in the worship band. He loves ministering to people there. He does the young adult group there. He speaks. He works the youth camp. He works like it's at their, they have a youth camp and he worked at that. And it's a lot of kids that are homeless and troubled kids that go. And anyway, that's Jack's story. And that's how he came back to the church, was finding a church that was reaching out to people who really needed it. That was in Jack's heart. So you may have a child that has that in them to where they really feel that they need to be part of a community that reaches out to everyone and loves people like Jesus and let God do the work. Did you guys know that the Bible says that, well, let me read this quote by Brennan Manning. The greatest single cause of atheism in the world today is Christians who acknowledge Jesus with their lips, walk out the door and deny him by their lifestyle. That is what an unbelieving world simply finds unbelievable. And that could be about Christians living an immoral life. That could be about Christians, you know, sleeping together, living together. But I would also say it's also about Christians being judgmental. And Jesus said in the word, well, in 1 Corinthians, Paul wrote it, but of course it's the Holy Spirit saying it, but we're not to judge those outside the church. It says, 1 Corinthians 5:12, what business is it of mine to judge those outside the church? Are you not to judge those inside the church? And then we have to remember that people that are lost, they don't know what they're stumbling over. It's very dark. And Proverbs 4:19 says, but the way of the ungodly are dark. They do not know how they stumble. A lot of times people that come into a church like the church I go to, they just are drawn by the Holy Spirit to come to church. And then God starts changing them, right? They come to church and then God starts changing them. And I remember I had just become a Christian and I was a party girl and God started speaking to me about going to church. So I started going to church. And so I hadn't stopped partying though. And it was a gradual thing. It didn't take very long. It was like a few weeks, but one night I was out and I had done a drug that keeps you up all night. And I was up, right? I was up. I'd been partying. I'd been to the nightclubs. I was dancing. I was with my girlfriend, my friend. And I stayed up. And then I was like, well, it's time to go to church. I go to church on Sundays now. And this was a Saturday. I'd been up all night. And I got dressed, got a shower, went to church. And the Holy Spirit, I'm telling you guys, I remember this, came upon me so strongly and said, this is not for you. Do not ever do that again. And I just started crying my eyes out. And I said, I will never do drugs again. And I never did drugs again. Then God took the smoking away, the drinking, having sex, all that other stuff away from me. And but that's how God worked in my life. I became saved. I was going to church, but I was still out partying. But I went to church and the Holy Spirit spoke to me. And that is what happens with our children. That's what happens with the world. Okay. So just remember, lost people are lost. They need Jesus. And your kids know that the lost people of their world need Jesus. And they want to know that Jesus still saves. So that might be something that your children might struggle with. And the last thing I want to say about not freaking out and trusting God is that let your kids know that your faith is not based on whether or not they believe. Your faith, meaning that you trust God, that he's working in their life. And the Holy Spirit draws people to God. The Holy Spirit draws people to God. And so tell your child, you know what? We're going to walk through this together. I believe in you. And I know that you're going to come out even stronger on the other side. God has amazing, amazing, amazing plans for your life. And you tell your children, you speak life over this child that's struggling in their faith. And you call out those things that are not as though they yet were. That's Romans 4:17. You speak things into existence as though they are coming, as though God is going to work And then you walk by faith. So you would say something like, I know that God has got amazing plans for you. You're going through this journey for a reason, and God is going to make you an even stronger Christian. Okay, so number two, let God lead you during this season. Let God lead you. Okay. I love this scripture, and it's Isaiah 42:16. I will lead the blind by ways they have not known. Along unfamiliar paths, I will guide them. I will turn the darkness into light before them and make the rough places smooth. These are the things I will do. I will not forsake them. Remember, guys, John 6:44. Remember, guys, the Holy Spirit is drawing your child to God. And it says, for no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them to me. And at the last day, I will raise them up. And pray for your children. You have to remember that your prayers move heaven and achieve unusual results. We can see in the book of Revelation, it's either 8 or 9, chapter 8 or 9, our prayers go straight to the altar of God. God keeps your prayers close to him. Not a single prayer is wasted. He keeps them close to him. That's how much they mean to him. And then also in times of great stress and turmoil in your home, when your kids are fighting or if your child's struggling with something, I would go through and anoint your home with oil. You can get oils on the internet. You can use olive oil. You can do whatever you want. And my son designs clothing, and he's been featured in Denver Fashion Week, which is really cool. He's been featured in the magazine, Denver 303 magazine. It's amazing. He's got a sweet girlfriend that's helping him do all this too. And anyway, but he is designing these clothing, and his friends said that he could use his space in this building, this big warehouse building, to go and have a dedicated space to keep working on his clothing. And he said he walked in and it felt dark because there was a lot of heavy metal bands that play in this building as well. And he took anointing oil and he anointed that room, my son did. And he said, Mom, you wouldn't even believe the atmosphere completely changed. And he's right. If you're going through some things, if you're going through an increased amount of sickness in your home, increased amount of strife in your home, that's a devil. Devil wants to he's going to mess with your kids and try to make them fight all the time. If you're going through any type of season, honestly, just pray over your home. Just take some oil. Anoint the door frames. There is a post at Help Club. Michelle, I didn't tell you about it, but it's the one, how to pray over your home. She can put that in the comments. And my husband and I went and prayed over our home, and we walked our property and prayed over our property and put oil on the door frames of your home. And if your children are struggling with nightmares or your child that's struggling in their faith, take a little bit of oil, put it on the sheets, pray over their dreams, that God will speak to them in their dreams. Pray over them, pray over their rooms, pray over everything. Pray over their clothes and their closet. Just go through and pray over them. Pray for good friends for your children. Pray for the Holy Spirit to speak to them and draw their hearts. Pray for them to feel loved. Just go through and pray over your house and speak out scriptures over your children. Speak out scriptures of faith. You know, you could even just say, if you're going through a hard time, you don't know how you're going to walk through this season with your child. Just say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And Michelle also has a prayer thing here. So thank you. Found it. So there is a prayer sheet that Michelle's going to share. And I hope you guys can print it. There's a printout, and it's how to pray. It's pray scripture over your child and prayers for your child. And you could take that and you could start praying that over your child in case you don't know how to pray for your child. And then the last thing I want to say, and then we'll be done. We're going to pray. So make sure you type in prayer requests real quick. So we're going to pray. Okay. So number three, befriend your children and allow your home to be a safe space for doubting. Cultivate a relationship with your kids by doing things they love to do. And you and your home need to be safe. It needs to be a no judgment zone, no religion zone. Religion is what killed Jesus, right? It killed him. Spirit of religion killed Jesus. And pray and tell that spirit of religion to leave your home. Your children need to know they're safe with you and that they can doubt, they can be who they are, they can be messy, and you will love them anyway. And befriend them, get to know them, Get together with them, buy them a present, take them out to coffee, do things that they like to do. But especially if your kids are younger and you're listening today, make sure that you cultivate those relationships all along. Read to them, snuggle with them in bed, hug them, hold them. You know, kids need at least 8 touches a day, healthy touches, and 12 if they want to grow, right? Grow. And I can't remember that exact quote, but Laura said it on the Mothering Kits. And I forgot to tell you, the Mothering Kits are incredible this month. It's all about how to walk in your spiritual inheritance at myhelpclubformoms.com. It's incredible, you guys. And sign up for 2 weeks free and you can get the course, but we did this. But love them like Jesus and let them know that they do not have to perform or be a certain way to earn your love. They don't have to do anything. And you tell them that you believe in them and you will always be there for them because they care about what you think. They care about disappointing you. But if they know they're safe and if you're friends, then they will come to you and not their peers. You want them to come to you, okay? And then leave the 99 for the one. Leave the 99 for the one. Go out and find that lost sheep of yours, that child, and just draw them close. Pray that God will draw your hearts to each other. Pray that God will increase your love for each other. Okay, so now I'm going to start praying because I've been trying to shorten our videos, but I want you guys to send prayer requests, please. Terry Medina, thank you. Okay, so I'm going to start praying. So if you have a prayer request, just type it in real quick and we're going to pray and then we'll be done. But I'm going to start. And thank you for being here, by the way. Lord, thank you so much for today. Thank you for everybody who's joining us. God, I pray that you would speak to all of our hearts and we would remember something today that we need to remember, whatever it is, God, and that you would draw our children and our grandchildren's hearts to you, God, our husbands too, Lord, that you draw their hearts to you, Holy Spirit. And I pray, God, that you would please, please help us, Lord, to not freak out when our children are struggling. Help us to trust you more. Help us to pray for them. Help us to befriend them. Let our home be safe and our love be safe for them. Let them find a safe shelter in our love for our children. Help them to know that our love is not conditional. We're not just loving them if they do the right thing. We love them no matter what. And so, Lord, I pray that you would help us, Lord. This takes supernatural strength to be able to love our children like this. And we pray that you would give us wisdom on how to walk through this season with faith. And we speak to any spirit of fear. In Jesus' name, you must go. And we thank you that we have authority to cast out demons in your name. You even said it, Jesus, that these are the signs of that will accompany those who believe. They will cast out demons in my name. And so, Lord, we cast out that spirit of fear from anyone here who is listening or watching, whether it's today or 5 years from now, in Jesus' name. You must go, spirit of fear. And we say no to fear and we say yes to faith. We will believe. We will walk by faith, even when we can't see where we're walking. For my friends here who are broken, who their children are struggling, Lord, I pray that you will hold them, that they will know that you love them. God, I pray that they will stand strong in their faith. They will not give up. They will use their words to speak life, and they will use their words to speak scripture over their situation, that you will bless them, God, and they will rest in you, knowing that you are a good, good father, and you love their children and grandchildren more than they ever could, and you are working on their behalf. So help them to keep praying, God. Help them to fast. Help them to pray. Help them to stay up in the middle of the night and pray. Lord, I pray that they will just know that prayers move heaven and achieve unusual results in Jesus' name. Okay, so I'm going to pray for you guys now. So send your prayer requests in. All right. Yes, Jen is amazing. Thank you, Judy. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Michelle. You are such an amazing assistant. Let's see here. Okay. Raquel, praise the Lord. Yes, surrendering our children to our beloved Jesus changes everything. Amen. Oh, I love Isaiah 42:16. I love that scripture. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Terry Medina, pray for my husband's salvation. My grown male children to come back to church. My daughter's already going to church. Thank you for precious Terry. I just love her so much. And I pray that her husband would come to know you. I pray for her boys to come to know you. Thank you that her daughter is in church. And God, we just agree with all of her prayers. And we come around her right now and we thank you, God. And we declare and decree that her family will all be together in heaven, that not a single one of them will be lost. And I pray that they will come to know you now on this earth so they can walk out this beautiful resurrection life right now on this earth in Jesus' name. Okay, so prayers for healing and sleep in our home. Okay, who is that? Kate Ramsey. Okay. Thank you for Kate. Lord, I pray for healing and good sleep. Lord, bless sweet Kate. I just love her so much. And Lord, bless her with her sweet kids. And I pray, Lord, that you would just bless them with peace, keep them healthy. Lord, help her to be strong. All of our families who are sick, Lord, heal their bodies, God, in Jesus' name. Prayers for my family and marriage. That's Anna Marie. I pray for Anna Marie and her family. Lord, she prays all the time for her husband and her children. And I just pray that she will know that you answer her and you hear every one of her prayers. She's so beautiful inside and out. And I love her so much. God, I pray that you will bless her more than she can ask or imagine. And you will blow her away with how you're working in her family's life in Jesus' name. And I pray for Raquel. I pray for new opportunities for Raquel as a family to grow in the Lord, to pay debts and to give a bigger testimony for the grandparents. I do pray, God, that the grandparents would come to know you. I pray for Raquel and her family. She's so precious. And I just love her so much. And I just pray that you would open the floodgates of heaven on them. That's what I pray for. Open the floodgates of heaven on that family and just give them more opportunities than they've ever known. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Thank you guys for being here. Share this video with your friends. Share the podcast with your friends. Please be praying for all of us at Help Club with all of our new things that are happening. And check out the Mothering Kit at myhelpclubformoms.com. Come to the homeschooling conference in July and check, be on the lookout for mymotheringcourses.com. I love you guys. Thank you for being here. Bye.
Thank you for supporting the Help Club for Moms podcast. We are so honored that you were able to join us for today's episode. For more information and resources about our supernatural mothering kits, visit our website, myhelpclubformoms.com. We are praying for you and your family, and we are always here to help encourage you to become the Christian woman, wife, and mother you were created to be.